to gamble as believers is to be lukewarm. Hot or cold, God can do something with you. Lukewarm, He spews you out of His mouth. Scripture. You can't turn on the Lord when you feel like it. You're gambling.
Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 27 describes the rich young ruler's encounter with Jesus. The rich young ruler mentioned to Jesus that he had been faithful to the Ten Commandments and wanted to know what more he could do. Jesus replied, "Sell all your possessions and follow me." The young ruler walked away troubled by this response. In spite of all that the young ruler had done, he was still willing to gamble eternal life in exchange for his worldly possessions. Minister Duncan's message today entitled, Against All Odds, will help explain the dangers of gambling with your salvation. Come, let's join him as he explains.
I believe God has an on-time word for us today because everything God does is on time. Amen? Amen. Is everything God do on time? Even when it don't look like it, it's a part of God's plan. Because of His faithfulness, all things will work out to the glory of those who love the Lord. Okay. Here is another one of those times I want you to stand, just for the reading of God's word. And we're going to be coming out of the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 23 and 24. Amen. And it says, "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece." Verse 24. "They said therefore among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." Hallelujah. Just a word of prayer before you see. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we glorify your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even now you're doing a good work among us. Father, give utterance unto your servant, that you would be glorified. Let your presence be known, Father, that you are for your people. Father, teach this word to us this morning, that it may take root in our heart. Help us prepare our hearts, Father, that you may give an increase to what you're doing here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So our focus this morning is the gamblers, the disciples, and what they're casting lots for. Just a little bit of history and culture history here. According to the Romans law, the garments of a condemned man was the property of the executioner. Jesus had two pieces of clothing. He had his garment, which was the outer garment. This was like a cloak, a large, loose garment. The inner garment was a tunic. This was closely knit, tightly fitting, and it came from the neck to the knee. This was the tunic. The tunic is our focus this morning, along with the soldiers. The tunic is what they cast lots for. Casting lots was like a form of gambling, like rolling the dice. This was a common practice in Roman culture, to cast lots. Basically, they were gambling. casting lots. I know a lot of us know about gambling, rolling dice, casting lots. Gambling is basically taking a risk to achieve a reward. This is what they were doing, gambling. All of us has done it at one point or another. All of us has gambled. Sad to say that some beneath the sound of my voice are still gambling. The object of gambling is to get ahead, to achieve a certain goal, usually by any means necessary. Be this goal, be for boasting, bragging rights, but it's usually for financial gain. That's why we gamble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the soldiers was doing here. They were gambling. Now, whether they were gambling for boasting right or financial gain, I don't know. But what I do want to look at is what they were gambling for. They were gambling for Jesus' only possession. Jesus' only possession they were gambling for. Hallelujah. His only possession they were gambling for. I don't know if they knew the value of it. I don't know if they wanted it for boasting rights. Maybe they wanted it for financial gain. Maybe they wanted it to resell to somebody who knew the value of it. Somebody who knew the value of Jesus' most valuable possession. Somebody who knew that this possession would change their life. Somebody who's willing to give everything they have to obtain it. Somebody who knew that this possession would hide their nakedness. This possession would put them in right standing with the Creator of the universe. Someone who desired this possession more than silver and gold, more than the things of this world. I don't think the soldiers knew what they were gambling for. This tunic, I don't think that they knew that this possession of Jesus would wash them for eternal life, for eternity. That if they wore this possession, or if they obtained this possession, that they'd never have to be washed again. This tunic came from your neck down to your knee. They may only have to wash their feet if they wore this possession. Hallelujah. See, the outer garment, the outer garment belonged to the executioner. It's useless. That's the grave clothes. Take it off of him. Take it off him, the grave clothes. Flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The outer garment that belongs to the executioner. This is their culture. The outer garment belongs to the executioner. But the most valuable possession of the Lord, they cast lots for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it's safe to say the soldiers didn't know. The soldiers didn't know what they were gambling for, what they were casting lots for. How could they have known? These were Roman soldiers. These were Gentiles. These were sinners. How could they have known? They didn't have the scouting report on what they were gambling for. They didn't have the scouting report. You know, in sports today, they invest a lot into winning by any means necessary. They send scouts out. Pastor, you know, you played professional basketball. Well, college, okay. The next step. Oh, okay. So, Pastor, no, because there was a scout. Was there a scouting report on you when that college accept you? Did they know your skills? They know they had the background check. They had the scoop on you. See, the soldiers didn't have the scouting report on Jesus. They didn't know the inside scoop on what they were gambling for. Hallelujah. Jesus' most valuable possession. Gamble for it. This was Roman culture to cast lots. What is interesting here is that same culture of casting lots was also the Jews' culture. Leviticus 16:8, Aaron cast lots to determine which animal he was going to sacrifice unto the Lord. Joshua cast lots to determine which land he was going to give to the tribes of Israel. Coming over into the New Testament, Peter asked the disciples to cast lot between Matthew and Barnabas so they can fill the position that Judas lost. Come on. Now we have Roman soldiers casting lots. That's their culture. And now we have the Jews having the same culture. Hallelujah. So, if the Romans are casting lots, the Jews are casting lots, is it safe for me to say that the world is gambling? Is it safe to say that the world is gambling for Jesus' most valuable possession? Hallelujah. I'm going to have to say the Jews, have the upper hand. I'm going to say they have the upper hand because they have the scouting report. They have the scouting report on Jesus done by the prophets. Hallelujah. They have the scouting report, Pastor. The prophets document Jesus' life well. Through all the Old Testament, in the beginning of the New Testament. Hallelujah. Are you gambling today? Are you gambling? Do you know the value? Do you know the value of Jesus' most valuable possession? His tunic, his undergarment. Did any of you study the scouting report? Has anybody read about him? Let me share with you. I love the scouting report. I want to share with you some of my findings in the scouting report. His outer garment is useless. His inner garment is priceless. His inner garment is a guarantee of royalty, a guarantee of eternity. His inner garment is a robe of righteousness. His inner garment, his most valuable possession, is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the world is gambling for it. Okay. So if we know that the outer garment is his flesh, the inner garment is the Holy Spirit, the soldiers represent the world. The Jews who have the scouting report represents us. Who have the scouting report done by the prophets. Those who know the value of the tunic. Those who know in the scouting report that it can't be bought. You can't win it. It truly has to be given to you. So how is it then that believers are gambling? Hallelujah. Let's look in the scriptures. Matthew 7 and 22. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then the Lord, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. This is a gambler. This is a gambler who says all that he's done in the Lord's name, and the Lord says, I don't know you. To gamble as believers is to be lukewarm. Hot or cold, God can do something with you. Lukewarm, he spews you out of his mouth. Scripture. You can't turn on the Lord when you feel like it. You're gambling. Just because you come to church, sing in the choir, take part in Holy Communion, pay tithes, this doesn't mean that you're not gambling. Now it is evident that the Holy Spirit, this is the beauty of it, it is evident that the Holy Spirit is with you, because no man can say Jesus be praised but by the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand this. This gambler says, Lord, I have done these things in your name. But God says, I don't know you. Let's look at someone else in the scriptures who gambled and what happened to him. Luke chapter 11 and 24. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And there they dwell. Swept and in order. Ask yourself this question. Who do you think cleaned that house? and left it. Only the Holy Spirit can. See, the Holy Spirit will share you with nobody. The Holy Spirit will come on you and everything got to leave because you're going to do a work for the Lord. You're going to sing and dance for the Lord. Now, his staying, his dwelling there. Let's jump over here. Let me give you an example of this. In the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 10, Samuel told Saul that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will prophesy. You would lift up the name of the Lord. When the Holy Spirit left Saul, when the Holy Spirit left Saul, Saul was worse than when the Holy Spirit came. I want you to understand gambling here. I want you to truly understand gambling here because we're talking about Jesus' most valuable possession. A song and dance does not mean that you have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a game changer. The Holy Spirit is a game changer. When you're playing the lottery, you won. You got your ticket, excess amount of money. Your life change. Your life change. You get bold on your job if you go back. You get fearless. You lift up yourself to everybody. You walk in this authority as if you have made it. The Holy Spirit is a game changer. The Holy Spirit is a game changer. The Holy Spirit was taken from Saul, and he became worse than he was before the Holy Spirit was there. David, on the other hand, he begged God not to take this love from me, not to take your love from me. There are people that need the sound of my voice. Just so you know, we're on podcast. So I'm not pointing a finger at nobody. But there are people that need the sound of my voice that the Holy Spirit is resting upon. The Holy Spirit is resting upon you. But God has not yet given you the Holy Spirit. Yes, people are going to struggle with that. You know, if you're struggling with what I'm saying and saying that don't make no sense or that ain't true, you could be gambling. I'm telling you this by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is a game changer. Jesus' ministry didn't start until the Holy Spirit rest upon him when he was baptized. The Holy Spirit is coming upon you for one reason, for rivers of water to flow out of you. He's only going to lift up the name of the Lord, whether you feel good or not. The Holy Spirit dwelling in you is a game changer. I'm telling you, the disciples who walk with God, Jesus says this, I am with the kingdom of God is with you. Soon it will be in you. Those are the same disciples that says before they received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, says, Lord, I would lay down my life for you. And when the time come, they ran. But when the day of Pentecost had fully come, these same disciples, rocks was bouncing off of their head, and they were saying, Lord, forgive them. You know, we try to make this complicated, and the Holy Spirit is the anointing. It is baptized with fire. But what it really is God saying, it is here to stay. I want this to be really simple to you. If you are struggling to live for the Lord, you need to spend time in the upper room. You need to be like David and beg the Lord for the game changer. You need to ask God to allow this to dwell so deep in me. Let me tell you, when I wasn't saved, I struggled to do right. When God filled me with His Holy Spirit, I struggled to do wrong. I'm telling you, He's a game changer. You don't want to gamble. You want to make your election sure. You want to press into the Lord. And like David, Lord, please. Please, Lord. Don't leave me out there by myself. Don't leave me under my own power, Lord. I need something greater working in me than me in this world. I'm talking about a guaranteed change in your life. Let me just confirm what we're saying here today through the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those whom by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and ne'er to be in curse, whose end is to be burned. The Holy Spirit fall on the just and the unjust alike. God says, and what you do with Him sitting on you, hallelujah. Your walk with the Lord is so intimate that it's only between you and Him that He determined if you are worthy for Jesus' most valuable possession. You have to want it. You have to want it more than silver and gold. Because only the Holy Spirit coming in to dwell are you going to be able to keep God in your mouth. We want more than just a song and dance. We want to know that we can't stop it even if we try. But glory to God, because God is doing a work here in the lily. Hallelujah. God is doing a work here in the lily. For verse 9 of that same chapter 6 says, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accomplish salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. I want to share something with you. God has been preparing us for this day right here. Through the past few weeks, we had Sister Minister Eureka. She came up here and told us about the power of the Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. God wants dwelling in you. Miss Hornbuckle, she came up here the following week, and she says, like the pool of Bethesda, you have to desire or want to be healed, to jump in. Hallelujah. God is saying today, make your election sure. Make your election sure. Don't trust what you think you know. Beg God to confirm His presence in you. Do this in the upper room, in your quiet place, the secret place where you talk to the Lord. I'm telling you this because this is what God wants to do in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to share something with you just so we have a little understanding here. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 14. There was Philip preaching to some of the Jews. And they became followers of Philip's preaching and they were baptized in Jesus' name. And when the disciples heard that the Samaritans were receiving the word, listen, they sent Peter and John there to baptize them with the Holy Ghost because they were only baptized in the name of Christ. They were following the preaching of Jesus, but had not yet received the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you here today, make your election sure. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those of you who need the sound of my voice, if you have not asked God for His Holy Spirit to dwell in you, I want to invite you up here at the altar. And I want to place hands on you that God fill you with His Holy Spirit. I want to tell y'all something. I've had hands laid on me to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remember the day I received the Holy Spirit. It was inside my house. It was late at night. And the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I began to sing worship songs for the Lord. Songs I didn't even know. I just couldn't stop. I couldn't turn it off. And now I understand. Now I understand the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes on us for one reason. It's to prepare us to be a witness to the Lord. The Holy Spirit, when He come upon you, you witness, you sing and dance for the Lord. But when He comes in you, you become a witness. I'm telling you this by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what God wants to do in this house. You've been asking God. You've been asking God. I'm telling you all the power of prayer. When Pastor asked me to collect tithes, I was discouraged because I came up here and I saw the faces of the people and I was discouraged because it reminded me of who I was because I've seen that face before. And that little metal pan in my hand felt like I was holding a gun on a person and about to rob them of their possessions. That's the look y'all had and that's how I felt. And I had to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't want to go before these people and ask for money. God says, don't ask them for money. Tell them about me. I'm telling you what God is doing in this house. I watch God liberate everybody in this house from their own pockets just by lifting up his name. Ah, hallelujah. 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 And God instruct me to tell y'all, pray that his truth be in this house. And God's truth is dwelling in this house. That's why these doors won't shut. Because God be for us, none. But this isn't the house that God is concerned about. His truth was for y'all's sake. Hallelujah. If there be any here that don't know the Lord personally, if there be any here that desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit, then you make your election sure to God. Don't look at me. Hear what the Spirit have to say. Hear what the Spirit have to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm about to relinquish my status, so I have delivered God's word. And if there be one would want me to place hand on them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Make your election sure, not to man, but to God.
I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take the time to thank all listeners of the Lily Kojic Podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, so neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase. Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.